Cry Destiny by Michelle Russell. Chapter 1. Donna Drake, a slim, petite, 30-ish bottle brunette, felt happy as she waited patiently in arrivals, scanning the weary passengers, all eager to offload their baggage and be reunited with their loved ones. The shoulder bags were evidently weighing heavily on the tired travellers as they proceeded through the barrier with an assortment of waves, smiles and seasonal cheer. She scanned the arrivals board for the flight from Gatwick. It had landed. Where is he? Her eyes lit up with anticipation, then dulled in disappointment when what looked like her friend turned out to be a laughing, middle-aged man in a T-shirt and shorts, carrying a stuffed koala bear and a lit-up Christmas tree. This being a very cold December day, the frosty air outside left her breathless, and the sunshine seemed to have left with the man from down under. She closed her eyes and shook her head in bewilderment. "Do I look that bad?" The voice drifted into her inner senses, and she opened her eyes. On the other side of the barrier was a man about her age, tanned with naturally curly ash-blonde hair, azure blue eyes, and a smile that almost made her cry. "Scott, you look beautiful! And you've gone from a bean frame to a healthy gym-pumped Adonis." "Careful, girl, otherwise I think you've gone all normal," he shouted back. Donna rushed to the opening, and, regardless of the fact that he was struggling with a fully loaded trolley, hugged him almost to breaking point. "Hold on, honey, remember, I'm really just a delicate flower that needs to be cherished." "Well, you will while you're with us," she replied, relaxing and brushing back a tear. "Where's Poppy, by the way?" he asked, breathing in deeply and straightening his suit. "Still at the hospital, but she does have 2 days off over Christmas, so she won't be back at work until the 27th, which isn't fair, really, because she worked the same shift last year. Someone conveniently went sick." They walked, chatting and laughing, steering towards the fresh air when a voice cut through the hubbub. "Mr. Farrell? Mr. Farrell!" "It's for you, Scott," Donna said, stopping and turning round. A tall, good-looking, uniformed young man was rushing towards them. "My telephone number. Sorry, I forgot to give it to you before you got off the plane," he said, almost exhausted but still smiling. Scott took the small piece of paper from him, nodded, and shoved it into the zipped pocket of his dark green suede jacket. "Well, well," Donna replied, after they'd left behind the noisy airport's hustle and bustle and the smiling, sighing man. "Donna Drake, don't you dare think there's anything at all in that. It's just the man who asked me if I was the guy in the photograph in his copy of Vogue," Scott replied, frowning. "Was it?" "Yes." "You mean to tell me," she exclaimed, bringing the trolley to a halt, "that you were in Vogue?" "I told you about it in an email," Scott replied, pushing the trolley forward. "You never did, dear heart," she said. "Anyway, what's the big deal?" "Only a model shoot," he says, as though everyone appears in Vogue magazine, came her exasperated reply as she caught up with him. "Anyway, darling heart, I'll tell you all about it later, probably over dinner. And anyway, it's not as good as the one of me in Harper's Bazaar." "You're not serious," she exclaimed, stopping again with her mouth wide open and eyes bulging. "Don't get on your high horse, Donna Drake. I know that look from you of old. You did enough of it when we were at college." Before she could ask any more questions, they were out in the open air. "Ah, England," he shouted, "salty air and Mother Earth." By the time they reached Plymouth Airport's car park's exit, and before she could ask more about the mysterious stranger on the plane, or why he was really here, Scott was curled up and sound asleep. So she headed straight for home. At the traffic lights, Donna looked over at the sleeping beauty and couldn't believe that it was about 10 years since they'd last met. They'd kept in touch by phone and emails, and in that time a lot had happened to both of them. She'd been with a partner now for 6 years, Poppy Seed.